Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ITD Cementation Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Jayantha Basu, the Managing Director, Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, the CFO. We will begin with opening remarks from the management, followed by a Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. This is Prasad Patwardhan, and thank you for joining us on this Q2 FY25 earnings phone call. Before I begin, I would like to inform you that the discussion that we will have during this call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company and its prospects, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially from the statements that we make during the course of this call. Let me first start with the financial performance for the quarter, and subsequently, our MD, Mr. Basu, will take you through the operational performance of the company. We have declared our results yesterday, and I'm sure all of you would have had a chance to go through the results. The brief highlights of our performance in this quarter are as under. We have reported total income of 1,991 crores, which represents a growth of 24% on a year-on-year basis. Our EBITDA margin at about 204 crores represents a growth of 18% on a year-on-year basis, and profit after tax of 72 crores in the quarter has shown a growth of about 34% on a year-on-year basis. Looking at our half-yearly numbers, the total income at 4,372 crores represents a growth of 27% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA at 442 crores has grown by 27%, and profit after tax at 172 crores represents a growth of 63% on a year-on-year basis. Our balance sheet continues to have very low leverage, and the debt-equity ratio is about 0.4 times. During this six-month period and thereafter in October as well, we have secured orders worth about 3,850 crores so far. This is all I can, as part of my opening comments, this is all I would say as of now. I'll now hand over to Mr. Basu for his comments, and then we'll take your questions.
Yeah, Prasad, thank you, and welcome to this phone call for quarter two of 2024-25 year. Our revenue this year, this quarter, is around 2,000 crores, which is almost 25% more than last year for a similar quarter. So this shows that we are growing. This quarter, revenue is a little bit affected due to monsoon, and monsoon does not affect all kinds of jobs, but the kind of job what we are doing in Ganga Expressway, the roadwork, we can't do anything because roadwork is totally dependent on the good weather. So that has affected a little bit. At the same time, in general, Bangladesh, we are working for a transmission line, and because of the political scenario, we could not do much during last quarter. So that also has some effect on our revenue. Otherwise, it would have been a little bit more. So that is in terms of the work which has affected. Otherwise, progress in all the projects are okay, quite steady. Ganga Expressway, we have achieved around 50% progress so far, and balance work is now mostly out of the local issues. That means the artwork is almost getting completed, which is the key component of the roadwork. So we'll be less dependent on the local issue and balance top portion we can do. We expect by June, July next year, the work will be completed substantially. Chennai Metro, as usual, going okay. All the TBMs are running now. We have completed a substantial portion of tunnel in some portion. So 40-41% progress we have achieved so far. Then another one underground metro at Bangalore is verge of completion. Entire tunnel has been completed. So the finishing work is on progress. Project Indian Navy, we are doing two jobs, one in east and one in west coast. Project Versa, the new one, is picking up quite well, around 10% progress we have done so far. And the other project in west coast, that is a seabird, is in verge of completion. A few other marine jobs like JNPT also almost done, and so small jobs are under control. We are doing an overseas job in Colombo, progressing better than the budget, better than the target. So the existing jobs which we are doing all are in good shape, and I hope that from next quarter it will be better than this quarter, which is a normal trend. We have seen that third quarter, fourth quarter is way better than first and second quarter. Coming to the prospect, it is a similar type of what I have said last time. We have got closely around 30,000 crores of job under pipeline in various stages. Some of the tenders, some tender is issued, some we have submitted the bid. So we expect that some good job will be securing during last few months of this year to fulfill our target of work to be secured. That is all in long and short about the progress and the performance that we have. I'll now keep it open for your discussion. Any questions are all welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Sunil, can I request you to talk a little louder, please?
Yeah. Sir, getting my voice?
Yes, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. And so just wanted to acknowledge one thing is to Mr. Basu and your team, Mr. Patwardhan. During last almost 20-25 years, after I think 2005, this is the moment where again we are going to see our new owner. So the way you have handled last 3-4 change in ownership and the way you navigated this company is a commendable job, sir. So congratulations for that. My question, sir, is with now Adani being the owner, with going to become a new owner, how you see the competitor, how competition or other players will be looking at Adani? Because now they both are in a similar type of business segment, ports and so many other things. So how this change, can it affect our business getting from the JSW-like players? Your thoughts will be really helpful. And one more thing on this new ownership, how you feel, how you see? I think I have heard Mr. Patwardhan on TV interview, today Mr. Basu on TV interview. We feel positive about Adani's entry as a owner. So it will be this combining these things if you talk something more on.
Well, your first question was that how our other client will view this merger or acquisition. I don't see much on that because this is a independent listed company and will be working in a similar pattern what we are doing. Maybe we'll be doing a little bit of more job for Adani. Otherwise, there should not be any problem because there are many instances like that. Like Larsen & Toubro, they have got L&T Design, L&T Rambles and many companies like that. So that does not mean that they don't do work for others. So this is a purely professional business scenario. I don't think it will be affected. But let us see what happens. In terms of Adani, I mean, we have to do much more work than what we have been doing so far, including whatever work we are doing apart from Adani, that will remain, that will grow, and maybe we'll be getting some more job from Adani. So that is a positive sign. We have to enhance our capability. That much I can say at this moment.
Great. Sir, the second question is, looking at your last 2-3 years track record, the way we are performing, it seems that because of, say, little bit not order good inflow as you required, by 2023 and March we were having order book of 22,000 crore, now we are below 18,000 crore. And looking at the way you want to grow, maybe 15-20% for next 2-3 years, how challenging it will be for you to get as early as possible the orders, or will it hamper a year of maybe lower growth? How do you see next 2-3 years looking at order inflow, pipeline and your ambition to grow?
Yeah, I think that sometimes those statistics are misleading, because if you consider last year this time our order value work in hand was a little bit more than now. But what we used to do, we used to progress was less. Today, you can imagine a job of 5,000 crore you are completing 2.5 years. In earlier days, a job of 1,000 crore used to take 4 years time. So, the execution rate has increased. Obviously, it's because of the nature of the job and the pressure from the requirement of the client. So, whatever job we get now, we do it fast. So, you cannot compare with the last year or second last year, what was the order book and what was the revenue. Yes, we need some job, and as I just mentioned, that there are plenty of jobs in pipeline. We are not at all worried about that. And we still maintain that 20-25% growth is possible.
Great, sir. Thank you and congratulations again. Wish you good luck.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers. Am I audible?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. So you talked about 30,000 crore prospect. So out of this, how much we bid all already submitted, and when do you see these bid will be finalized?
I think submitted already 2 to 4 plus 1 5 plus 1 6 plus 1 7 plus 7 and 5, around 12-13,000 crores bid already submitted, and remaining are on the stage of evaluation and being submitted. So we are quite hopeful that whatever bid we have submitted, few of them will get. I don't want to comment on the project or the number now, but as I said, that end of the year total job, I think 10,000 crore will be secured in this year. That we are confident about that.
Okay. So these all bid will finalize in this year itself, or it will go in next year also?
Some may spill over next year out of 30,000 crores, but most of them will be, we hope, by February, March will be finalized.
And most of the bids are in domestic market, or these prospects are in overseas market also?
Yeah, if you see the ratio, around 25% out of this is from overseas market.
25%. And going forward, what will be our strategy in terms of sector and in terms of bidding strategy going forward? I mean, in terms of metro, marine job and all that.
As we have maintained, we'll still maintain the same thing. We'll focus more on the overseas business, particularly marine. And if we are able to do marine a little better successfully, then we'll go to other segment as well. So for that is the strategy. And internally also we have to enhance our capability to do some more job in infrastructure development, like airports or buildings or industrial structures. So that is the second priority now. What is the infrastructure in India?
Okay. And lastly, on margin front, sir, this quarter margin is little bit down. So what will be the margin guidance for next year?
Yeah, I mean that for convenience purpose, if you reduce this and that, then it's okay, otherwise it's 10% plus.
Oh, so 10% plus is doable going forward also?
Yes, yes, possible.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Just
one. Noel, you are not audible. Can you
Hello,
speak
can
to
I
the
be
handset?
Heard? Hello.
Yes, yes. No,
yes, okay. You are audible now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. So in the first half of this current financial year, we've seen working capital increase very dramatically compared to first half of the previous year. Is there some particular reason? I know receivables have increased and all, but is there anything else that's there in the mix or something which has response?
Noel, again, we are not able to hear you. Can you please speak a little louder?
Can I increase work?
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you said our working capital compared to last year and this year, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, correct, sir.
Yeah, what happened, it is not very uniform distribution, you know. Sometimes you will find that at a time we have a lot of working capital invested and rest of the year almost nothing. So it depends upon the new job, what is secure. And we have secured some new building jobs where some more investment has been done. So, sir, am I correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And the other reason is, you know, if you look at our March numbers, typically we see a lot of government clients releasing payments to us in the month of March. And that is why, you know, the working capital in terms of number of days in March may be a little lower. So this is nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. It is in the normal course that we are seeing this build-up of working capital as, you know, the revenue and the execution also ramps up. There has been some increase in the working capital, but it, as Mr. Basu said, it is all in control and it is in line with what we are, with our planning.
Okay, understood. Does this also explain why the margins were a little bit low, or this is just because of a seasonal factor?
Margins, as I told you, that see the one of the marine job in Bangladesh, which was supposed to be done, we could not do much because of the political issue. So revenue has affected, and accordingly margin also. Marine job, you know, normally margins are better. So that is one factor. Similarly, because of the monsoon, generally, you know, progress and margin that gets affected. So that is what is the situation now.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditi from CD EquiSearch. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, like, I was just curious to know that do you have any plans of getting into T&D EPC or power sector related EPC?
Transmission and distribution EPC.
No, we don't have any plan for that. Transmission, sometimes we do the civil portion, as I said, that which involves the structure, concrete structures for the purpose of transmission business. There we are, in fact, Bangladesh, we are doing that. But as a whole system transmission, we don't have any plan.
Okay. No plans in the near future or no plans at all?
So far, there is no plan. Future, I can't say.
Okay. And so my next question is, like, how do you think that onboarding of Adani Group is going to impact ITD?
Definitely it will impact positively, that much I can say now.
Sir, can you please elaborate on this, like what positive impacts can ITD witness?
We haven't had any discussion with Adani so far because it is still in a stage of work in progress. But generally perception is that they have got plenty of work. And they have got their presence all over the world. So those things will help us to go to more abroad, more overseas jobs, and maybe diversification of our portfolio to a new segment. So those are the positive things we are perceiving now.
Okay, so with the help of Adani Group, you're planning to secure more of international business, right?
Yes, that will help us to go internationally more because of their presence.
Not much impact will be seen in domestic market.
Yeah, domestic also, because they are also growing, so they require people, so we'll be there with them. We also will grow with them.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. I hope I'm audible.
Aditya, can you hear us?
Yes. I hope you can hear me.
Aditya, we can barely hear you.
Can you speak a bit louder, please?
Sure. I just had a small question over here. I understand you have provided the EBITDA guidance or margin guidance of about 10%. Could you please help us on the revenue guidance part too? What sort of revenue are you looking at for 2025-2026 in the near term?
2025-2026, you can find, as I have mentioned before also, around 20% plus minus revenue should be.
The next two, three years, we can expect 20% of revenue growth happening?
Yeah, it will slightly taper down once it becomes big. So 20% next year, maybe 15% in that range.
Understood, sir. Understood. And also on the 30,000 order pipeline that you're planning, what is the annual orders you're expecting in the current financial year of this 30,000 to be received?
Maybe another 5,000-6,000 crores order we should book out of this 30,000.
Okay. So more 5,000-6,000 crores of order we can expect in the second half of FY25?
Yes. Yes.
Understood. Understood. That's it. I do not have any more questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. So firstly, you touched upon briefly the Bangladesh marine order. Can you give some more color on what is pending in terms of revenue from Bangladesh and going forward, how you're thinking about it and whether the situation has improved? And second question was on CapEx. Can you just update on the guidance for current FY25 and FY26? Thank you.
Okay. Bangladesh, 2 months, we didn't do much because of the situation we all know, but we have been in close touch with the embassy, Indian embassy, and our civil fraternity people like Afcons, Incon, and other companies, those who are working from India and Bangladesh. So now that things have been resolved, we have discussed with the embassy, we have discussed internally with the other companies, and all has moved, and as well, we have also moved there. So work has started. Mobilization already, some other mobilization which was not there, we have already mobilized there. So hopefully, from December onwards, we'll be able to start the work. And as a local condition, so far, we are okay. I mean, we don't see much of a problem. So let us keep fingers crossed. I think things should be okay going forward. And regarding your other CapEx issue, so far, our CapEx is around 67 crores this year. Going forward, next year, I mean, this range, I think the CapEx will be under control because whatever investment we have done last 2 years, we don't see that much investment in coming year. Hello?
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nidhi Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Lady, may I request an unmute your line and proceed with your question, please?
Hi, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question would be on mobilization advance. How much do we have currently on books as mobilization advance?
As of September, we have about 1,300 crores.
1,300 crores. Okay. After post the order book that you have mentioned for September ended, have we received any more L1s or orders in this quarter in Q3?
But we have received one order in October. It's about 1,600 crores plus GST.
Alright. And are there any L1s that are pending to be awarded?
Sorry, can you come again?
Are there any L1s that are pending to be awarded?
No.
Okay. And the 5,000 that you mentioned previously that we expect to book in H2, does the 1,600 form a part of it or is it over and above the 1,600?
No, 1,600 is not part of that. That is beyond 1,600.
Okay, so over and above this, we expect another 5,000 crores.
Yes.
Now, some macro questions I wanted to ask in terms of like Bangladesh, this order we saw issue with mobilization in the beginning, but now as you said, the issue has been resolved. Do we think that there is appetite now in Bangladesh for more orders? Is that something that we can aspire to get international work from?
No, specifically for Bangladesh, we still want to see, watch and see how it goes coming months in reality. So, though there are plenty of opportunities, we have to be sort of a cautious movement on that. Yeah.
And in terms of other markets, are you seeing a slowdown, an unexpected slowdown or an unexpected pickup in speed in any of the international markets? Do you think that there are some key geographies where we will be able to secure orders in the next 1 to 2 years?
Yeah, I think the Middle East market has shown very good promises. A lot many things are happening there. You may be knowing that infrastructure and the township building, etc., etc. So I don't want to comment on everything. But at least Middle East market is growing up.
All right. And my absolute last question would be on the different sectors that segments that we operate in. Is there any segment that we are focusing on heavily or we would like to focus on in terms of what the market is giving us indications in orders?
Well, as a principal, we like to stick to the segments what we are working and do more job going abroad, increase the footprint, etc., etc. But we also can't keep away from the new segments like data center, like green energy, renewable energy. There are many new type of structures are going to come. Even for the high speed rail also going to be track laying. So those things we are already talking to our various experts. Maybe someday we have to be there for this new segment.
So these segments that you mentioned, data center, renewables and these segments, we currently do not have any orders from these segments as I recall, right?
No, I don't think that we have much presence on that. Maybe a little bit we are doing, but in a big way, no.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my questions and all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hitesh Gandhi from Purnata Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for the chance. So my question is relating to the manpower shortage we had witnessed in the industry. So what was the progress during the quarter and moving forward the next half? What do we expect? Any shortage?
Yeah, manpower again depends upon which segment you are working. And if you see the way we are working in underground metro and the marine and some more specialized jobs, we basically require good machines, high tech machines, and we require good operators to which is possible, which is under control. But there are some jobs, kind of jobs like building, where you require manpower. That is a bit of challenge to everybody in India. So that is a regular challenge, and we are trying to manage that.
So do we expect any shortage moving forward?
Yeah, as I said, that typically labor-oriented job always have some challenge because there is totally disorganized sector. But we don't expect any effect on that because we are already working a continuous process.
Okay, sure. That's all from my side. I'll join back the team.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon and thank you. Sir, one question on the other income and also other expense. Just compared to Q1, both of them are higher even though revenue is not. So, anything to highlight there?
No, nothing really to highlight. In terms of other income, you know, there were some equipment that we had purchased for some of our projects, you know, for Chennai Metro and one or two others, which we have been able to sell off during this period. So that gain on sale is appearing in other income. In terms of other expenses, there is nothing unusual. It's in the, all the expenses are in the ordinary course of business. So there is nothing unusual that we want to, that we would like to highlight or point out over there.
Correct. Fair. And sir, with now ITD Thailand, I mean, not being a parent anymore or selling off this business, does any market or any segment kind of open up for us? I mean, were there any restrictions earlier put in place that this geography or this segment we can't do?
Not really. Long time back, we are not encouraged to go overseas market because ITD was already there, and ITD thought that India has got a good market, why to go outside. But that has been for the last 2 years, that also even removed, so we are going overseas. And for this case, I don't think there will be any effect on us. Whatever we are working, we will be working there and we will grow here.
Correct. And so last question on this new segments that we are thinking to enter or kind of scale up there. So do we have this technical capability in-house or are we developing that? Will we have to partner with someone?
See, for a company like us, engineering company, always development, research and development is a part of our journey. So we always think about that. We have a team. But which segment will work? What will be the skill required? That needs to be assessed. And so yes, we have the capability and we have to enhance it as and when it is required.
Okay, sure. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for taking time out and being with us on this Q2 FY25 earnings con call. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.